So we are international school English club. So I'm Ayaka. So Yuri.
Yuri.
Koichi.
Kentaro.
これ、
分かる？あ、はいはいはいはい。
1個しかないんだ。
あ、はい。
あ、いやいやい
や。この人なんか言うから。
はいはい。
あ、はいはい。あ、ごめんね、邪魔して
ね。What country are you from?
Mainland of China and Taiwan.
Oh! 先輩。イン
タビュー。
Yes.
Yes. Support desk. Dyson
by. She works in the support desk, so she has this one.
Oh, okay.
I am Kimana.
I don't need. I don't have things, so I'm here.
No. Okay.
This is your
first visit at home.
What do you? what do you do here in Sapporo?
Oh, study here. I'm a master student here. Yeah.
Not really.
No. You are smart.
Do you like math?
Math? Not math. My major is not math. Master.
Ah!
Master. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm an exchange student here, and my program is.
You said?
I am Nikkense, Nihon Bunka, Tobu Nihon Go Kenkyu.
So, are you interested in Japanese culture?
Yes, I am.
For example, what culture?
What culture do you like?
I really like seeing how Japanese people interact with each other, like the little nuance they have in like, talking, or it's really hard to say, but
it's how people get along with each other.
Did you discover something new?
Let me think.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm gonna think.
Oh,
you ask her first. I'm gonna think about that.
Maybe a new question.
What's our new question? I'll tell the question. Wait a minute.
Oh, okay. Just think. I also want to know the answer. So, anything?
Yeah. So, what purpose to come to Japan? This university.
Why I came to Japan? At first, because I want to improve my Japanese. The second one is because I really love Japan and I want to find out more exciting thing or interesting thing here, so I came here.
What motivated you to come to Japan? What?
Oh, I see. Like when I was the second year student in high school, I visited Japan once, and I also went to a high school in Tokyo. And communicate with high school students there. Yeah. So after that, I started to learn Japanese, and the more I learned, I found I want to came here again.
Is Japanese difficult?
Yeah, difficult. Though it has Chinese characters. Yeah, similar characters, but it's still difficult. The pronunciation, the grammar, difficult. Yeah. Okay.
Finish thinking.
Okay.
I'm thinking about the way of aisatsu, the greeting. Like for example, I have joined a sakura, and then normally Ohio should be used for good morning, but when you start the sakura, they also say Ohio.
Oh yeah.
Do you understand?
No matter how late you met each other,
and then you say Ohio.
Not only, so
Ohio is not only for morning, but also for sometimes for like starting from a work. So that is you're kind of whoa.
I thought it was the first time you met each other. You can say Ohio even in the afternoon. Yeah, the first time right in the day.
Maybe most of Japanese people don't know that they can use Ohio in the evening.
Okay.
So we can use Ohio in the evening. So
that's when you teach students to use the same word. And then
osewa になりました. So this phrase is sometimes if we have only just met once and you literally you didn't do anything to each other, but the next time you will say osewa になりました. So, okay, did I have any sewa? Did I get any sewa?
That's just a manner, I think.
Yeah. Just a manner.
What Japanese word do you like? Or Japanese?
G characters, or you mean
codes?
What?
Maybe kakkoi.
Kakkoi.
Kakkoi ga suki.
Why do you like that?
Yeah, I think it's not only the appearance of someone, but also we can say if we found something wonderful, we can also say kakkoi. Yeah, right. So it's a good word when you find something new or something interesting. So yeah.
So is this kakkoi?
Yeah, kakkoi. Yeah. Yeah, record and also the mic.
Just いいですか?
Hi.
Yeah. もうおじさんにおじさんにおじさんあのインターネットに写真を載せてダメな人いますか?
大丈夫です、大丈夫です。
だから この雰囲気で1枚
それは、ね、はい。
みんな顔見えるよね、これ。この辺ちょっとしゃがむか?ちょっと、なんとなくこう、やってみよう。
So, do we need to do this or just?
Ah, なんかやってる方がいいな。
Okay.
2万ぐらいいくね。いつかスイッチは
I like the onomatope in Japanese.
Onomatope.
Peko peko とかサクサクとか。So those kind of words like sounds like. So you can say instead of saying onaka suita, you can say onaka peko peko. Or you can say something is moko moko. Yeah, so it sounds cute, very cute.
Yeah. Fua fua とか。
わあ、びちょびちょ、のりのり。
They sound very cute. Very cute.
What do you explain this?
ふわふわ
ふわふわふわ
かっこいい
You can ask
Or the weather is hot, you say Missy
You really learn
I like onomatope
By the way, how long have you stayed in Japan?
Me from last September
I'm from this April
You are exchange student. Oh,
a master student here.
Well,
like major.
What did you study in?
In Hokuda?
Yeah.
Oh, I learned and English literature here.
And Japanese?
Kind of Japanese. Because I need to use Japanese to communicate with others, so it's a kind of learning too. I think. I studied Japanese culture and language.
Mostly Japanese and Japanese language.
What language did you learn in your country?
Of course, Chinese from Chinese, English, Japanese, and I also learn French. French and yes, and I also took a Latin class and German class this semester here. So it's so hard.
The same. We both learn Chinese, and then I have English and Japanese. I have chosen to learn Spanish before, but I can't speak any Spanish
hola,
now.
Only a little.
What?
And then in Taiwan, we have Taiwanese too.
What language do you think the most difficult?
Before maybe I would say Japanese, but now this semester I have learned Latin, so Latin is the most difficult one. Yeah, I think.
Japanese.
Yeah, the class is in Japanese, so and the book is also in Japanese, and
then you're learning Latin.
The worst is that I have to translate Latin to Japanese and
then Japanese
to Latin.
What Japanese word is the most difficult for you?
Japanese word.
Joshi.
Ni to ka de saki ita ga o. Zenzen wa kara nai. No. Nihonjin wa da.
What do you explain? You open the door.
What do you say?
You open the door. what? Yes, so in Japanese.
Doa o akete kudasai.
Oh, nice. Your Japanese is very, yes.
これぐらいは多分。
これぐらい
は日常。
うん、okay. He said, "Kakui." And do you know "kawaii"? Kawaii.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Kawaii, kawaii, kawaii.
Thank you.
Kawaii,
kawaii.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Menkoi, menkoi,
menkoi,
menkoi,
menkoi.
Kawaii, kawaii.
Do you know "kawaii"? Kawaii culture. Culture. For example, For example, Kelly Pami Pami. Do you know?
Japanese
Miku? Miku ではない.
No,
not Miku. It's a real person?
Yeah.
She's a singer.
From Hokkaido.
Oh, really? She's from
Hokkaido.
So,
cute.
Yes,
so
I. Oh, okay.
And Hatsune Miku also born in Hokkaido.
Ah, still. Ah, Hatsune. Yes,
yes. Today, I learned. Oh,
Chitose Airport. Ah, yeah.
Very popular among boys, maybe.
Yeah, do you like Miku?
No.
Oh, you like? Yeah, yeah, it's
she's
also
cute.
Girl.
She's so cute.
Also girl. Mirror.
So, who is the most kakkoi Japanese actor?
Maybe he's the one of the
kakoi.
Japanese kakoi.
So join Jenny's toka.
Jenny's.
He's our Jenny's.
I think you too.
You too.
You too. Go together. Go together.
What's the group?
What's the name of your group?
Maybe Sapporo International High School. So, SIH.
Okay, yeah, looking forward to your
movie defense. Yeah. Yeah.
We will upload a movie to YouTube. So
okay,
yeah. Listen to our song.
Yeah, 楽しみ.
Yeah.
登録します. チャンネル登録.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, it's really hard to say. There's so many.
Yeah, so many. So many.
The one I have still remember now is the movie called 世界から猫が消えたら
佐藤健。
うん。かっこいい。Handsome.
Yeah, for me, maybe I don't know. Yeah, the Japanese pronunciation.
You can write it.
Okay, let me think. Yeah, what's his name? Actually,
what group?
Huh? Or like what group?
Maybe not a group. So maybe we can say Mula. Smap. No. Yes. Kimura, Kimura. Probably, 一番か一番ではないですけど。
今思い出思い出すから。
Yeah, handsome, kind of handsome. Yeah.
So which do you like better, your country's actor and Japanese actor, or what difference?
But I think I didn't focus too much on the actors because they are not real life, right? We have to focus on our we have to focus on reality more than star, I think, for me. So yeah, I didn't compare them much.
Me too. I love to watch Japanese dramas,
but I
seldom watch dramas from my own country, actually.
Yeah.
Because I watch Japanese drama. One is before they are really fun, and the second is to learn Japanese. So, but if you watch your own country's drama, like you already know all the words of the language, you don't need to
pay a ton of attention.
Yeah, just relax.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a kind of a waste of time, maybe.
Right.
And did you find something new in Japanese drama or Japanese TV program?
Yeah, you can say
the, like for a Japanese drama, usually there are only 10 episodes. So it's over. But in like in Taiwan, all the dramas will be like 30, 40, 50, 100.
Yeah.
So there will be long time always on air. But Japanese like 10. You have peak, you have the lowdowns, your happy things, but all in 10 episodes.
That's one thing.
So you don't need to like, oh, you want to watch that, and then spend a lot of time.
Yes. And for me, I think it's about, I find something new with the themes of the dramas. Yeah, and recently I noticed that there are two main themes. Like one, it's like a kind of feminism, I think. Yeah. Like the woman have, before, like maybe have higher position than before. So the feminism, is the one theme of the drama. And the second one, I think it talks about marriage. Yeah. So I think in Japan, people already thinking about. Do we need to marriage at all, or we have the right, we have the choice to marry no one but just live by ourselves?
Before I came to Japan, I didn't know that when you get married with, like, for example, I'm a woman, so when I get married with a Japanese, I have to change my myoji. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Family names. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was like
We don't need to change.
So I'm so surprised. So where's my myoji? I want my myoji, okay? Yeah.
But actually, I think like 20% or 10% women, they will not change their family names.
Can they choose? Can we choose? If you get married with a Japanese, you can change.
The husband's name and change and wife's name.
Can we change both of the man and the woman?
Just keep our names.
So husband and wife have different myoji, it's okay too.
Yeah, so maybe Japanese comedian and actor and actress often don't
change their name.
But because their job.
Yes. But I think most of the Japanese will change. They will follow the rule. Maybe it's hard to change the rule in a short time, I think.
However, did you find something funny in Japanese?
In Japan, funny. You have to say. Oh, I think. Yeah. How to? 搞笑艺人。
笑艺人。
I think this kind of cultural influence Japanese lifestyle, because I found that many girls of many people around me, they have a style of this kind of artist. Yeah, they are very funny in their talking or acting, so it influenced them a lot. That's very interesting, very kawaii.
Do you know Watanabe Naomi?
Yes.
Watanabe.
I like
her open.
Dubien
Zime.
She can dance.
Beyonce. You like her?
Yeah, she's cute.
What about Japanese culture? Did you find something new or surprise you?
I have talked about it in that group, but maybe I would say so I joined a group, a circle called Wadachi, and we practice Japanese traditional dance and we sing together every week, so I learned a lot from it.
Can you sing that?
Oh, the singing, I think it's just we translate from like J-pop, but the odori, the dance is very traditional Japanese dance. Like in Hokkaido, we dance solanbushi, and in Okinawa, there is one called kunchang. Maybe Japanese people, and in Fukushima ken wa kabe nori jingu. Hayabushi toka, really, they are really traditional Japanese dance, but translated into a very kakoi form, I think. So it's very interesting to learn these things and also learn from other Japanese students.
Do you know Beato Takeshi? Kitano Takeshi.
Oh, yeah. The director of film. Yeah, I know him.
In your country and in the world, and he's famous as a movie director.
Yeah.
In Japan, maybe he often.
Rakugo?
Yes, Rakugo, and comedian. So he often is MC of variety program.
Yeah. I have seen the movie called. ニノさんと一緒に、映画は、The Fish. It talks about the 落語、文化の映画。It's not drama, it's a movie.
How was it?
It's really good. It's a really good one. And it talks about one famous artist. I don't know, I forgot it. Yeah, his name.
You watched it in Japanese?
Of course. Oh, yeah, so. But
Inomiya
Kazuma. Him, he and with Kitano.
So, what's the difference between Japanese comedian and your country's comedian?
Comedian.
Do you have comedian in your country?
Comedian.
Yes.
谁是？哦，有吗？
So what kind of what's the difference?
For Taiwan we have like talk show. We also have talk shows like in America. Like talk shows and also, but now very popular one are those where they play like RPG games in
RPG
game in like outdoor places like in resort land or amusement park. Those kind of. Or they went to a little town and then played RPG games there. Those are really super popular. But they, in Japan, you still have these kinds of mishitsu-dashitsu games. Or like, what is that? Any kind of dashitsu game. And those are outdoor. But you also have talking shows. But I don't know how to say it, but there's...
Different?
Really different from Taiwan.
For us, maybe like just entertain. It's the most important thing. But I think... Maybe, in Japan, there are some artists, they want to express something that really matters, that really meaningful. More than entertain others.
And also, Japan has really very informative, health-related bangumi. For example, when they are explaining something about a body, they'll take out a real body like with nuigurumi, but it's body, and then they will have little characters moving, and then beautiful doga.
So
kate nani nani irio nani.
So they kind of remind you to take care of yourself. I didn't know that. Yeah, I haven't seen this kind of program before.
So, by the way, and what do you think about Japanese English skills?
I think for most Japanese Japanese, they couldn't speak very much. But I also found someone like Takumi or something
Which is an exception.
But I think there are many exceptions, like you guys or other students who have studied abroad before. They can speak very fluently English. So I think if everyone, maybe not just go abroad, but pay more attention in learning English, everyone can speak it well. I think.
What will you do after finishing this university's program?
Okay. I think maybe I will go further study to in another country, and I want to experience more. Yeah, like
in what country do you want to go?
European country, maybe. European? Yeah, it's
for
really different. France.
Do you like France food?
Because I learned a little French, so I'm interested in their cultural, but I didn't know much. Wait to explore.
Awesome, yep. what can you suggest us?
And
if we go to your country, what can you suggest?
If you go to my country, yeah. Some suggestions.
If you come to Taiwan,
learn Japanese. Learn Chinese.
Yeah, first.
Learn to say ni hao, like konnichiwa. Learn simple aisatsu, I think will be good. And then bring money and eat a lot of food. Yay! Because yeah. Taiwan's food are cheap and delicious. Come to Taiwan and eat.
For me, I think please enjoy the kindness and warmth. Like warm-hearted. Yeah, of our people. Yeah, because we are really warm-hearted and we are a kind of noisy. But please enjoy this kind of noisiness. Yeah, you will enjoy a lot. Yeah.
Do you have and how many people in your family?
Oh, that's a only three. only one.
And do you want more brother or sister or more?
I already get used.
You're an adult now, so you probably won't care about.
Yeah, I already get used to it, and I think it's good that everyone cares about me and no one steals things from me. Yeah, I'm free. Yeah, it's good.
You don't have to fight for anything. Everything's yours.
Yeah.
And do you have any pets?
Brothers or sisters?
I have two brothers.
Wow.
There are five people in my family.
So, yeah, elder or?
Two brothers elder than me.
Wow, you are so
I'm
good.
I'm the youngest.
M-E-U. Yeah, it's good to have brothers, I think. Yeah, especially elder brothers.
What do you think about Japanese family?
But I haven't had the experience of really getting close to Japanese family. But I'm going to homestay next month, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, me too. Me is the end of this, end of July.
Oh, really?
Where are you going? What's that? Yeah, I forgot the name, but I think it's in the middle of Hokkaido. No. There is an event, and we will dance and barbecue with the family, but I forgot the name of that one.
Do you do barbecue in your country?
Yeah.
So, did you find any foods, your favorite foods?
I found that Japanese people really like halloumi. Yeah, you like halloumi very well. Yeah, do you need halloumi? Do you
call that hormone in your country?
No, not hormone, but another one. But I like it actually.
I don't like it.
Maybe you should research the meaning of hormone. So in Japanese, and hormone came from hormone. Hormone means that something will be. Will be garbage.
I know that one.
Oh, you don't
Naisotoka. Yeah, I like it actually. I can. Yeah, but maybe someone can.
Actually, probably in China and also Taiwan, we have many cuisines that are related to naiso. But there are people who like it and people who not. And I'm like kind of the part who do not like them.
And
so
I like.
So that's different. But
yeah.
I know they're delicious if you like it.
yes, like durian.
What animals do you like the best?
I like dogs.
You like dogs?
I like dogs.
So you can...
do you know Shiba dog?
Shiba? Probably no, but not know the name.
So I have a Shiba dog, and she is 10 months
old. Oh, young.
She was born last year.
So it's very cute little.
Yes.
Yeah. So after situation, after you speak to each other, I will give my dog too.
Like, no!
I love dog. I have dog. I will give it to you. Like that.
No, it's not.
It's like that.
Do you have any traditional your country's animals?
Come back later.
Do you have any animals that? Your country.
Traditional,
yes.
Of course, it's panda. Right.
Yes, people sometimes, panda sometimes come to Japanese zoo.
Oh.
And we can see it.
Oh, so you can see it often in Japan?
Yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
I want to go to China to see pandas.
They are very cute and stupid.
baga baga shi toki toki wa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. looks stupid sometimes.
Chow chow? In Chinese dog?
Do you know?
Chow chow? Dobutsu? It's a
dog?
It's a dog, yeah.
Chinese favorite. We know. Definitely Chinese most famous dog is Chow Chow.
Oh, yeah.
Chow Chow.
It's a kind of dog.
Small dog?
Oh, yeah. That you can put in cup? Like, no. Not that one.
Fluffa?
I think now it depends on the people because they. Like, yeah, some people like big dogs, yeah, some like small ones, so it depends on the family and the people, I think.
So, maybe you know Chihuahua?
Just.
So, maybe the country that start having pet for the first time is China. So, I learned about that. So, Chinese, yes. Oh, thank you.
Hi, dozo, dozo.
Oh, hi,
Ali.
Oh, hi, dozo. Hi,
dozo, dozo. Dozo, dozo.
Ellie.
Okay.
Ellie, which one do you want?
Which one? Juice はありません. ありがとうございます。ありがとうございました。
みんな取った?
So, okay.
What Japanese mascot character? Japanese mascot character. Hello Kitty. Kitty-chan.
Mascot character.
For example.
Mascot.
Yes. Do you like the best?
The most famous one is Kumamo. Kumamo. Yeah, it's the most famous one.
Mascot character who is jumping, always jumping.
Funashi?
Oh, yes. So, do you know the Nepalese?
Nepal, the fruits here are more expensive. Yeah.
So, did you eat some Hokkaido food?
Enjoyed a lot.
What is this one?
Yeah, my favorite one maybe are dessert. Maybe, yeah. Oh, and Kolekara, like tonight I will go to eat yakitori. Yeah, looking forward to it a lot.
What time?
From 7. Yeah, because before they said it will end at 6:30. So yeah, maple. How about you?
Okay, what is the topic?
Food.
Food. Wait a minute. Do you know lunch passport?
$500.
Do you know that?
This one.
I actually.
Are you brought it?
I bought the thing.
Like 500, you can eat many things in 500.
Do you know this one? It is called lunch passport, and then you can eat everything in 500.
I ate a lot of them. How long have you? How many have you enjoyed?
Maybe more than 10. I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe more than 10. Because like some of them, I eat them three times.
Ah, I see. So you can eat it, many times, not only once.
At most three.
Every
shop.
What was your favorite restaurant?
Let me have a look.
This one.
What's that?
Whoa.
Because it was yakiniku.
Yakiniku. So, do you think it's enough?
Ibai.
Okay.
You become Ibai.
Okay.
This one also looks old.
Yes, very, very cheap.
Yeah, everything in 500.
Let but you need to line up for, like, when it starts from 1 o'clock.
From 1? Oh, o'clock, that's why.
And then we started to line up around 12, 15. But it was crowded. So you have to wait for around 45 minutes. But it was delicious, so it's worth it.
Okay, and let me have a look. Thank you.
I think you'll have new ones.
Always change every month? Like,
it has a time period around here. So after almost this, you'll have a new one.
Okay. How many books have you bought?
One only. Some of my friends bought two because there's also for Odori.
I see. So it's around Sapporo.
I want neater Sapporo session.
I'm
too late.
Good one. Thank
Did you.
Did you
find some crazy food in Hokkaido or Japan?
Crazy food?
Or strange food?
Namaika?
Maybe.
Hakodate jin wa ano namaika ga suki to.
Ikatsuri to ka.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, of course.
And how was it?
Strong taste.
Yeah. I've never eaten it, but I will try.
Okay.
Looking forward to try.
Yeah. You have to try.
Actually, I have one thing that I first
strange?
Noticed. Strange? It's not strange. Mm. It's just because I've never eaten it before. So
what's that?
I went to this shop, this restaurant, and then usually... this regular soba, but after I ate the soba, they give me soba yu. Mm. But I don't know what soba yu is. So
did you drink it?
Oh, I drank it, and it was bad. I thought it was awful.
Oh, I think it's just like if we cooking dumpling and then
you drink the water that someone
really did that. Really, really.
So I was really shocked. I was like, okay, what's this? So I
did drink soba yu.
You like it?
Don't drink.
I don't like too. So I was but actually I was a little bit worried whether my drinking way is wrong. So that's why it is so and then I left that restaurant. I asked some of my Japanese friends like, is this how you eat? So about you, and they say, yeah, that was correct. And then, is it normal that I think it's not delicious? And they say, most Japanese people think it's not delicious too. Then I was like, oh, unseen.
So maybe it's healthy. It's healthy. Yeah.
Like, and they said that it's very, very healthy.
Oh, I see.
Nutrition.
I see.
So it's all the people. Also, most of the people like.
Oh
Soba
really?
You. My parents like soba yu.
Oh. Do you like it? No, maybe you don't like it. Okay. Maybe, yeah.
Did you eat Sapporo ramen?
Yeah. At the 10th floor.
The ramen kyowa
koko. Thanks. Besides, it's too salty. It's okay.
What did you eat?
Miso ramen. I ate miso ramen.
Too. Maybe me too. Yeah, but
because miso ramen is the most famous one.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's a little bit salty. Yeah.
When I eat ramen in Japan, usually I'll put a cup of glass.
Really?
a cup of water. A glass of water
into the soup.
Because it's too
salty.
It's really too salty.
Yeah, but in our shokuto, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's not too. Yeah, it's normal. Okay. Yeah.
And what do you like best among Japanese noodles?
Best. You mean flavor?
And udon and soba.
Ramen.
I like udon.
Before.
Because it's mochi mochi.
Before, maybe I like udon best, but now maybe I will change to ramen.
For me, I would like to put udon into the soup of ramen. It would be perfect.
Okay.
Because the soup of ramen are great. And then udon, the texture, I like it. So
Yeah, me too. I like that kind.
So you like udon, right? So you like udon, right? So you should make an udon by yourself. So
really?
Yes.
Have you made udon
yes,
by
so
yourself before?
Maybe flour.
No.
It's easy.
Maybe.
With
Japanese who have ever made udon. So maybe it's fun to make udon by flour and some Instant. Yeah, so.
Okay, we'd like to try sometime, but yeah, but I think it's difficult. Maybe after we made it, it will not be changed to udon, it will be a new noodle. Yeah.
It'll be a piece of flour.
Yeah, a piece of flour. Just put it. Remember.
Eat soba or udon or ramen or something Japanese food, is it difficult to use chopsticks?
We use it from after we burn, we use chopsticks.
Like in Taiwan, you eat everything with chopsticks.
So I think the culture are same.
Even if you drink.
We use spoon. But you will use the chopstick to take out the things in the soup and then drink it with the ball.
Or use
spoon. If you don't have chopstick, just do it.
I've heard that your country chopstick is longer than Japanese.
There is a saying that because
really?
You don't.
I never noticed
because for like Chinese culture. Mm. The cuisines are more oily because you use oil a lot, so it will be very greasy. So it's better to use long chopsticks. And for Japanese, because the food are really little pieces and small, and then so use shorter chopsticks. And for Korean, they have like flatter chopsticks. Do you know?
Yes.
But I forgot the reason for flat chopstick.
I don't know that. Yeah, but I never noticed that because I think maybe in shokdo or other things, it's the same, so everyone get used to it easily.
Actually, the Japanese is shorter. That's true.
I see.
So, what's your favorite food in your country? Maybe you can suggest us.
Favorite.
In Taiwan, we have a special cuisine called stinky tofu, and it is really stinky, but for me, it's not stinky. I think, it smells great, but for the first time who has smelled it, they will think it's really stinky that they don't want to eat it, but it's really, really delicious. So if you come to town, try that. You should try that.
Yeah, and for me, but before we talked about in language corner before, other foreigners couldn't understand it at all.
Delicious.
Yeah, and for me, I think maybe my recommendation will be beer duck.
Beer duck?
Yeah, we use beer. Yeah, 啤酒鸭. We use beer and other things, other ingredients to cook the duck. And it's a very special taste. I think it's very delicious. And
will you get drunk?
No, not at all. Yeah. It's not soup. It's like, how to say? It's hard to. Yeah. Do you have this kind of? Maybe in Japan, not too much. This kind, not roasted. Just cook it and use the beer as shochu. Yeah, it's like ingredients, and so the taste is good.
And how is Japanese water?
I think there are many delicious.
Wait a minute, I have a question for you. Do you really drink the waters come from the suidosui?
Yeah. Like this one? Directly?
Maybe in the house.
What about in school? In school.
In school. Maybe most of students buy
juice. Nomimono.
So maybe most of the students don't drink from the Seedle. Yeah.
I'd prefer to boil it and then drink.
You mean even here?
I boil it.
I'm too lazy, so I just drink.
So it tastes good.
Really?
I'm asking you.
You mean
the seedle?
It's like the normal.
But last week,
do you want to drink?
It's okay.
Not from here, but from my deal.
Okay. Last week, maybe when we asked Takumi or someone, and they said that the seedle in Hokkaido is much more delicious than other,
really?
Tokyo or someplace.
I don't know that.
Someone said that.
Hokkaido has very clear and fresh water. I mean, although this is tea, so you should drink. And maybe some of the parks.
They have that.
Yes, and we can get water.
But why some machine like they will write in your sea, but others will not write like that? So can we drink some water from that kind of place?
It depends on the place. Maybe
in department, like in apartment, like in our apartment.
Apartment.
It's okay.
But it's much better to buy the
drinking water.
Yes.
I'm tired.
Okay. You can sit in.
Come in, sit. Come in. Okay. If only me sitting, I'll be.
Okay.
I'm so old.
Okay.
Sit. I'm tired.
It's hard. 我说你。我说我不是表情。Okay, let's make a circle. We form a circle.
Hi.
Cute. Okay.
Did you find something? Something new, more new.
Oh.
In country in this.
In Japan.
Yes.
Something new. It's a sign of something new. It feels so right.
Sorry.
And are you looking forward to the Tokyo Olympics?
But at that time we are not in Japan. I think. Yeah, I want to be a volunteer actually. Yeah.
If I can, I want to.
Yeah, but we are not in Japan at that time. Maybe. Will you?
I hope I can come to.
Oh, yeah, I see. Will you go to Tokyo to be a volunteer?
I wanna go to Olympic.
Yeah.
But at that time,
2020,
yes.
2020.
So I don't.
At that time, you'll be a university student.
Yeah.
That's good.
I was born in 2000. So
2000.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a different guy.
Totally different generation.
Yeah. So will you study in Japan or go abroad to
maybe for me, and I want to study English in Japan at this high school. In our Sapporo International High, in our Sapporo, and then I want to go to American University.
Yeah.
So then I want to improve my English skills. Then using English skills, I want do something new, more new. So I want to discover.
That's good. So, have you ever been out of Japan, other countries?
No.
It's our asking. Also, if you can, which country will you want to go?
At first, maybe.
At first, I want to go to America.
Yeah.
I don't know the reason, but
just like it.
My parents went how go, yeah. So I want to go to Boston.
Boston.
What about you?
Well, I want to go to Taiwan.
Oh yeah! Come and see me.
And my father go to Taiwan to work.
Oh really?
Often. So.
Taipei?
I don't know. So I gave the many picture, so lying. So I see, I look so very wonderful, beautiful. So I want to.
I'm happy.
Yeah, easy to satisfy.
I'm so happy.
So. Okay. So my father gave to me Taiwan goods. Taiwan goods?
Souvenirs.
Souvenirs. So what?
We are almost.
What famous? A what? Taiwan souvenir.
Pineapple cake. What's that?
Very delicious.
Bring some to us, okay.
Do you know Yodaigang?
I know.
So then, when we encourage him, we say, Jayo.
Yes! Oh, yes! Same! Jayo! It's the same to Gambare.
I love the song. So.
But we also, we said, Jayo, Jayo. Yeah.
I want to go to US.
You're the best.
Next year, we will go to Hawaii.
In
school trip.
Oh, really?
School
this year?
No. Next year.
For how long? 5 days. Visiting to that's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So we are looking forward to the Hawaii trip, and we are preparing for that. For example, study about Hawaii and improve our English skills.
Actually, there are many Hawaiian students here.
Really?
I know how many? Three or four of them. But they are not here today,
Yeah, and I want to share two things. One is Takumi have studied in Hawaii for maybe some years.
Exchange. He has been an exchange student.
Years.
He'll be here. You can ask him later.
Yeah, yeah. And the second one is that there will be like PMF next week, I think.
What is PMF?
A Pacific Music Festival.
Oh, I know.
In Sapporo. And I also took part in the Summer Institute. And there will be a professor from Hawaii University. Yeah, we also came here. And I think there are many like artists or musicians from Hawaii came here. Yeah,
maybe you can go to join the event.
Yeah,
something.
It will be fun, I think.
So is it about time to change?
Okay. So we already talked about long.
Too much.
Okay, thank you.
So what should we do?
Okay, maybe
sleep.